Hi. So, I own a sex toy store. And there's some things about that that sometimes people are surprised by. Oh, thank you. And my coworkers, thank you. I grew up in Central Ohio, first in a suburb of Columbus, and then later in a small town outside of Columbus. And my father is a Lutheran minister, and my mother was a school teacher and later a principal. I grew up in a very religious home, and my parents' life was centered around the concept or the tenet that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die so that we might have eternal life. And in my home, the really important part of that was love. Love that you can't earn. Love that is so big that no matter what you do, that love is there. And they tried to live their life with that kind of love. They taught me that one should question things. As I mentioned, my dad is a Lutheran pastor. I don't know if y'all heard about this guy. His name's Martin Luther. And he really liked the Catholic Church, but he thought they had some issues. And so he questioned and he wrote up a little list of things and he nailed it to the door of a church. Maybe not the most effective form of conflict resolution. And as a result, they kicked him out. And then the first form of Christianity that wasn't Catholic was formed. And when you're raised by a pastor, a lot of that theology still comes through. So I was taught to question all of the things. I was also taught that joy, laughter, and pleasure were really important. My parents can cook, and we never ate anything that wasn't good, except the prune whip that my mom made that one time that we've never let her forget. And my parents they never leave the house without looking right. If by the time I was a teenager, if I tried to leave the house without lipstick, I was spoken to by my mother. But she was recently ill, like 2 years ago, and I'm in the hospital with her. She's been in the hospital for like 15 days. She looks over at me and she's like, "Brush your hair, Jacqueline." And I'm like, "Oh, you're feeling better. Great." I was also taught that sex was something that should be experienced by a man and a woman within the sacrament of marriage. And I was taught that it was that way because sex is so awesome and so fabulous that it's one of the biggest gifts that God has given us. You know, it's kind of like a really special pair of awesome shoes that you should only wear with that special dress on a special occasion. And so I absorbed all of those things. And I also absorbed my parents' feminism, because really, they're feminists. From the time I was like knee-high to a grasshopper, mom was like, "You can be anything you want to be." And so I did. And I questioned things, and I grew, and I became really interested in reproductive health care. I came to believe that the ability to control our reproduction and control whether or not we choose to have families is a key part of access to human rights, especially for people with uteruses. So I graduated from college and I went to work for Planned Parenthood. And I was privileged to work there for about 9 years. And I worked in a lot of different capacities, and it was awesome and wonderful. And it was fabulous to be able to be there with people and with women as they made crucial decisions that enabled them to live their life in the way that they chose. And eventually, I got to a point where I felt like there was something missing for me. And it was that laughter and that joy and that pleasure. Because sex is whole, it's dangerous, and it's wonderful, and it can be fun, and it can be funny. And I wanted to be able to talk about sex and work with sex in that way. So I moved to New York City and I begged the people at Babeland to give me a job. Babeland is a sex positive, education focused sex toy store. They are located in both Seattle and New York City. And what that means is, in an education focused sex positive sex toy store, is that first of all, you go in and people are like, hi, nice to see you. You know, like at the knitting store. And everything is laid out so you can pick it up, you can turn it on, you can ask questions. And it's a place where people can go and you can watch them and help them as they walk in. And a woman will walk in and be like, I need my first vibrator. And you talk to her and you realize she's never had an orgasm before. And then she walks out the door with a book and a vibrator and then comes back like 3 weeks later and is like, I had an orgasm. And you're like, that's awesome. Right? Or somebody else comes into the store and they come in and they're like, hey, I really need like a really nice cowhide flogger. Not the deer skin, that's too light. And you're like, that's cool. We got that. And it was awesome. It totally changed my life. It changed my world. I learned so much. There was so much that I didn't know about sexuality. And I'm continually learning because there's still so much I don't know. But eventually, money became a thing. And living in New York City on a retail salary is not easy. So I moved back to Baltimore, went back to working for the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene and overseeing Title II grants for Ryan White funding for people living with HIV and AIDS. And eventually my wife looked at me and she was like, you know what? We have some equity in the house and you've always wanted to open a sex toy store. So we went into a lot of debt. And 10 years ago, I opened Sugar with some really amazing staff members and equally amazing customers. And each day I go to work and I get to hear the radical kindness of the people that I work with. I get to hear the incredible generosity of people coming in wanting to be able to please their partners. We see people walk through the door and they come in and they're really quiet. And they tell us, there's this thing I like to do and I'm not sure it's okay. And we're like, that thing's fine. And there's a thing over here that'll help you. And they leave knowing that at least there's that one weird lady in that store in Hamden that thinks that they are totally normal. Because they are. And at the end of the day, I go home. And I think that I'm living with values of love. That I am living in a place of laughter and joy and pleasure. That I am questioning the dominant patriarchy and shifting it one orgasm at a time. And that I know that sex is sacred. And I know that although it might not look the way that they imagined it would, I am exactly who my parents raised me to be.